patches for cotton, mm-hmm. but patches is mainly used, my recollection is mainly used like a potato patch, a cane patch,
mm-hmm.
a sugar cane patch, in other words, a patch would be a smaller area than a field, and a greater concentration of production mm-hmm. than a field. It would mm-hmm. be a patch.
Mm-hmm. I see. Smaller but more intensive.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, what do you call the kind of fence that has little twisted wire in it?
Barbed wire fence.
And when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post holes.
Well, you dig holes for the
fence posts.
Okay, fine.
And they're called post holes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now these are going to be some questions about, I think, many, well, some of them are going to be about farm life. If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in the nest to fool the hen?
A nest egg.
Okay. Would you call that anything else? Is there any other term you've ever heard for that?
The sad nest egg?
Yeah.
I don't recall it at the moment.
Okay. If you're having a nice meal, you would have plates and cups that are made out of
China.
And another term for nest egg is China egg.
Well, I know a nest egg is usually a China egg.
Yeah, but it often is just called.
But I don't recall it specifically referred to as a China egg.
Rather
as a nest egg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think if someone said a China egg, referring to a nest egg, mm-hmm. someone would know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, what is the heavy iron vessel, the large opening, that is used to cook things in?
Pot.
Okay. And what about the iron vessel that you cook, let's say that you heat water in?
A kettle.
Okay. What do you call the vessel that you put flowers in?
You keep it in?
That you put flowers in at the table.
Well, not wheat flour, but flowers, ornamental flowers.
Flowers, yes.
Well, you'd call it a flower pot for one thing.
Okay, but.
Or a vase.
A vase, okay.
Now, we don't call vase. Some people say vase, but we don't say vase. We say vase.
Some people say vase even around here?
I've heard people say vase around here. But yeah. I think they are taking on what we'd call a Boston accent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people use it, yes.
Really? Well, what are the common cooking utensils that you use, eating utensils that you use?
Knife, fork, and spoon, of course.
Okay. And
different size spoons.
Okay.
Teaspoon, tablespoon, soup spoon. Yeah.
Okay. If you have more than one knife, you have?
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are dirty, you have to get them clean, you have to
wash.